Welcome to the Life in Abundance broadcast with Joseph Lakama. I'm so grateful and excited that you have made it to join together with me on this wonderful broadcast. The broadcast is just designed to inspire, to encourage, and to equip each other with tips, tools, and teachings so that we may live the life that God wants us to live, which is life in abundance. Thank you once again for joining us. If you haven't as yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do us a favor and subscribe to our channel. Also, click the notification bell so that you don't miss any of our broadcasts. They are just intended to inspire and to encourage you to live life in abundance. Shall we pray as we begin today's broadcast? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege of encouraging and inspiring each other, building each other up by your holy word. Speak to us right now by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, welcome. And please, if you haven't as yet subscribed to the channel, do us a favor. Subscribe to the channel and click the notification bell so that you do not miss. We are in a series of broadcasts that we are learning about the laws of words. The laws of words. We learned the importance of laws, that laws help us navigate through life. Laws also help us understand how things work in life. We learned law number one, that words are creative. Words are a creative force. Words are not just empty vowels and consonants. No, they are a creative force. Law number two that we are delving on today, the law of words. Law number two is words give life and words kill. The words that we speak, they always either give life or kill. We have to understand this. We have to appreciate this and then begin to use this law to our advantage. Words give life and words kill. Let's read a scripture from the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The scripture reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You see that death and life are in the power of the tongue. There is life and death in the tongue. Our words, the words that we speak, they either kill or they either give life. Let's read the same scripture from the Message Bible. I like it from the Message Bible. Listen to this. The Message Bible reads, "Words kill, words give life. You choose." Did you get that? Words kill, words give life. You choose. Which side do you want? This is an established law. Remember, we mentioned that laws are not created by us. We don't create the laws. The laws are already fabricated into the system of the universe by God, the Creator. Our duty is to learn them, discover them, and put them to use so that we can navigate through life. Now we are learning this law that the words that we speak, they are either giving life or they are taking away life. In simpler terms, we are either doing good or doing damage with our words. Whenever we are speaking, we are doing either of the two, doing harm or doing good or doing bad, killing or giving life by the power of our words. Many times we think, oh, it's just simple. It's simply talking. There is nothing much. We're just talking. Don't be fooled. The words that we speak, remember, every time we speak, our words are followed by our breath. You can never speak a word without breathing out. You are giving life. You are giving a part of you whenever you speak. So the words that we speak, they give life or they are killing. There are many things in this life that has that twofold effect. It can either kill or it can either be beneficial. We can talk about electricity. Electricity is a big blessing to us, a huge blessing to humanity. With it, we cook, we heat and warm up our homes, we light our lives, our homes are given light by electricity. And these days, we even have vehicles, cars that are propelled by electricity. A huge blessing it is. But on the other hand, the same electricity can be a big danger, can be a hazard, especially if one violates the laws of electricity. If you don't relate well, if you don't mingle well, if you don't associate yourself well with electricity, if you disrespect the laws of energy, it can electrocute somebody. It can be a hazard to somebody. That's the same with words. Words are a big blessing, but they can also be a big danger. It's up to us. We have to choose how to use these words. I've got two tips for us today in using the power of words to speak or to give life and not to damage. Number one, practice self-awareness. Many a times, some people speak without even thinking. They allow words to escape out of their mouth without any awareness of what they are saying, without any thought to what they are saying. But I want to encourage you that now that you know that your words are either giving life or taking away life, practice self-awareness. Always think before you speak, especially when you're speaking to yourself. The words that you speak to yourself or about yourself, practice self-awareness. And begin to pay attention to the words that you are saying about yourself, about your family, about your loved ones, about your business. Practice self-awareness. Avoid things or avoid words that always demean or reduce you. Avoid negativity. Practice self-awareness. Don't allow words to escape out of your mouth without being screened. Or there is a scripture in the book of Psalms where the psalmist prays and says, put a guard on my lips, O God. Why? Because I don't want words that I don't mean to escape out of my mouth. I don't want words that demean, that reduce, that are negative to escape out of my mouth. So he prays, put a guard on my lips, O God. You can as well pray the same prayer. Put a guard on my lips. Help me to regulate, to manage the way I speak. Tip number one, practice self-awareness. Tip number two, choose your words wisely. It's not about just saying something, but be intentional in the vocabulary that you use. Choose your words. Be intentional in the kind of language that you speak. Choose your words wisely. You see, I learned a scripture not long ago from the book of Proverbs, which says, a fool empties all his mind by speaking. It's only a fool who says everything that passes through his mind. But I'm encouraging us today that let us be intentional in the words that we choose to speak. It's not everything that comes to my mind that I should voice. Some things must die there. Some things must be eliminated and said, this will never come out of my mouth. Why? I choose my words wisely. Choose to always speak words that are supporting, words that are positive, words that are building, words that are life-giving. Choose your words wisely. Remember the story in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. The Lord came to Ezekiel as he was looking at the valley full of dry bones, and he asked him, son of man, what do you think about these bones? Can these live? Ezekiel was careful with his words. Though the situation that he was seeing was dead, dry, and hopeless. But he said, oh Lord, thou knowest. And God said to him, now prophesy, speak to the bones, speak them to come to life, speak them so that they become a mighty army. And he began to prophesy, he began to speak. And what happened? The dry bones became a mighty army. What are we saying? The words that we speak, they either give life or they destroy. It's up to us how we choose to use these words. I'm encouraging us. Let's master this law number two, the law of words, and know that our words either give life or do harm. And therefore, we use our words intentionally to always do good, intentionally to always encourage, intentionally to always give life. Thank you so much for joining me today. God bless you. And let's meet again in the next broadcast. Remember to share the broadcast with your loved ones. If you haven't as yet subscribed, please do us a favor. Subscribe and click the notification bell. Till we meet again in the next broadcast, keep living life in abundance.